Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us here today. We're going to be talking about a very interesting creature, a tiny little animal called a springtail. Now, if you have your magazine, I hope you have it open to page 26 because you can see how small these things really are. What is the smallest animal that you have ever seen? What's the smallest creature that you've seen with your eyes, Carolyn?
Well, probably a flea. Actually, no. I have seen a very tiny red spider.
What?
It is smaller than a flea, and I don't know what it's called, but occasionally I see them, and I only know they're there because they are bright red, and I see this little tiny red dot just moving along.
Interesting. A tiny little spider. That sounds a little better than a flea. I think fleas are the tiniest animals I've ever seen. I have a cat, and it got fleas once. I did not like seeing those things jumping around. Well, today we're going to be talking about something not as bad as fleas. Actually, they're quite interesting. Springtails. So, let's spring right into the lesson.
Springtails. These tiny animals are one of nature's greatest success stories. Springtails get their name from their ability to, well, spring. When they are disturbed, their tails pop out very quickly. This action sends them springing as high as 100 millimeters into the air. That's amazing, since most are only a few millimeters long. Besides jumping, springtails have another special ability. They make the soil cleaner because they eat fungus and dead plant material. Their eating habits help reduce the levels of bad chemicals in the soil. With more than 6,000 different species, springtails come in many shapes, sizes, and colors.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. What is one of nature's greatest success stories? We'll find out in this month's Nature article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Pop out. Pop out is a phrasal verb. When Sarah opened the drawer, a mouse popped out and ran across the room. Reduce. Reduce is a verb. The local factory has made an effort to reduce the amount of chemicals it releases. Species. Species is a noun. There are several species of shark at the zoo. Creature. Creature is a noun. Jan heard strange noises and imagined that dangerous creatures were moving outside her tent. Your more information words are fungus. Fungus is a noun. Puddle. Puddle is a noun. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's look at the article and find out.
Very interesting creatures indeed. Well, our lesson begins with a sentence. These tiny animals are one of nature's greatest success stories. We're going to be learning all about why in the lesson. Why are they nature's greatest success stories? We'll find out later, but I want to spend some time with Steve and Ken in the information cloud to talk a little bit more about nature. Here we go.
Hi friends, let's pause and ponder nature for a minute. What is nature exactly?
Well, nature has several definitions. It can refer to the natural physical world or less than perfect human behavior. But in addition to asking what is nature, we might also want to ask who is nature.
Ah, you must be referring to Mother Nature. We often hear about her on TV when weathermen talk about the weather. Mother Nature unleashed her wrath today when tornadoes tore their way across the county.
Or Mother Nature smiled on us today with this warm weather. This is an example of personification, which is giving human traits to non-living things. Nature is non-living, but calling it Mother Nature is giving it a human quality.
Now, there is another word that sounds a lot like nature, the word nurture.
And there's the age-old debate about nature versus nurture. Child psychologists like to debate whether nature or nurture plays a bigger role in a child's development.
I remember studying that in college. People who subscribe to the nature theory believe that children are born to behave a certain way. How they behave is inside them already.
That's right, Ken. But the nurture theory maintains that children think and behave only according to how they are raised and taught.
到底什么是 nature? 今天课文的副标题讲到 These tiny animals are one of nature's greatest success stories. 这些小小动物是大自然最优秀的物种之一。所以 nature 就是大自然。大自然也常常会用 mother nature 来表示。这是 personification 的运用，也就是以人的特质来形容非人类的经验或概念。英文的气象报告就常常会提到 mother nature， 比如说 mother nature smiled on us with this warm weather， 自然之母今天对我们微笑，意思就是出太阳了。Nature 还有另一个定义，表示先天的。儿童心理学有一个很大的议题 ，nature versus nurture， nature。大自然表示先天 ，nurture 养育表示后天，也就是遗传跟环境对儿童的影响。要注意 ，nature 跟 nurture 有押韵，这两个字呢，在这里都是名词。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
In the first sentence here we see springtails get their name from their ability to, well, spring.So, springtails can spring. That's a very interesting thing for them to do. If it springs, then it jumps. It jumps up very quickly, usually. And this is a very interesting sentence as far as grammar goes. And I think Liz has something she wants to share with us in the Grammar Gym.
Hi friends, I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. And here's our grammar tip sentence for today. Springtails get their name from their ability to, well, spring. Our focus today is on the word well. We normally use it to talk about how something is done, like, that was a job well done. But in today's sentence, well is a filler.Fillers are used to give the speaker time to think about an explanation. When you hear a speech, you might hear well used several times. So why do we see the word well in today's article? The writer starts out by trying to explain how springtails get their name, and he wants to give readers the feeling that he is talking to them. So he just writes out the word well into the sentence. This is a good example of creative writing.Here are more sentences. Why did you do that? Well, I wasn't paying attention. Or, do we all have to clean the kitchen? Well, you could take the trash out. So, next time, when you need to pause and think of something to say, try using well instead. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, thank you, Liz.Anyway, we were talking about springtails, and they can spring. We find out more here. When they are disturbed, their tails pop out very quickly. Well, I don't like being disturbed. Maybe if I was a springtail, my tail would pop out very quickly as well. Carolyn, do you like being disturbed?
I do not. If you are disturbed, that means that something is bothering you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you bump into someone and it disturbs the other person. We have to be careful. But here we see this phrase, pop out. And it's from our word bank. If something pops out, then it appears suddenly. Mm-hmm. It wasn't there before, and then it's there. So here, when springtails are disturbed, their tails, you can't see them, and then they pop out and they spring away.
That's right. Well, I have a friend who works as a grocer. She sells things. Sometimes the cash register, the drawer, pops out when she doesn't expect. So different things can pop out. Usually it happens when you don't expect it, or it happens quickly. Well, we continue learning about the springtail and this popping out. This action sends them springing as high as 100 millimeters into the air. 100 millimeters, let's see, it's about like that. I can do 100 millimeters with my fingers like this. That's really not that far for me, Carolyn.
Oh, but this is very amazing, actually. We see that's amazing since most are only a few millimeters long. So they're only 1 or 2 millimeters to begin with, and they are jumping 100 millimeters. So that's quite a big difference between their size and how far they can jump.
It's true, but I don't think that humans are going to be able to do that just simply by ourselves anytime soon. Well, these springtails are quite interesting. We find out more about them. Besides jumping, springtails have another special ability, another special thing that they can do, that they're able to do. What is this, Carolyn?
Well, they make the soil cleaner. They eat fungus. So they make the soil cleaner because they eat fungus and dead plant material. So they're eating things that have already died, these decaying plants, and it helps to clean up the area around them.
That's true. And of course, a fungus is a kind of plant. Actually, a lot of mushrooms. Most mushrooms are types of fungus. You might call them fungi. For plural. Anyway, we continue with our lesson. Their eating habits help reduce the levels of bad chemicals in the soil. Let's take a look at that key word there. It is reduce. When you reduce something, that means you make it less than it was before. So how might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times we think about reducing the amount of things we need to throw away. Mm-hmm. We should try to use things again or recycle them so we can reduce the amount of trash that we have.
Or maybe you can reduce the amount of junk food in your diet so that you're eating a little more healthfully. You reduce these things. You make them less. So springtails are actually very helpful. Well, how do we continue, Carolyn?
We see with more than 6,000 different species, springtails come in many shapes, sizes, and colors. More than 6,000 different species, Gabe. Mm-hmm. What is this species?
Oh, species. Of course, the world is full of thousands, if not millions, of different kinds of species of animals and plants and different things. And of course, human beings are a certain kind of species. So if you look at the springtail and you study it, you'll find out that there are more than 6,000 different species of these things.
That's right. So there are more than 6,000 different types or kinds of springtails, and they come in many different colors and sizes and even shapes. So they are a very unique creature with a very diverse type of population. Well, now it's time for us to go see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 pop out 这个动词。Pop out 是指弹出或跳出，注意它的过去式和过去分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed， 变成 popped。例如 ，My eyes almost popped out of my head when I heard the news。我听到这个消息的时候，眼睛几乎要蹦出来。 pop out 也指出去。例如 Sam popped out to get some pizza and drinks and will be right back. Sam 出去买披萨和饮料，很快就会回来。继续我们看的是 reduce 这个动词。reduce 在这个字首在这里是指回来，所以 reduce 是指减少或降低。例如 the doctor suggested Rita reduce her calorie intake to control her weight. 医师建议 Rita 降低卡路里的摄取量来控制她的体重。或者是 the company will reduce their workforce by 20%. 公司会减少 20% 的人力。Today we're learning all about a tiny animal called a springtail that is one of nature's greatest success stories. We've learned that they are able to jump or spring more than 100 millimeters into the air, which is very interesting because they are very tiny and only a few millimeters long. Their tails pop out and they spring away.Well, we have much more to learn about this very interesting animal in the next part of our reading. Let's do that now.
Springtails. These tiny insect-like creatures live in wet soil in large groups. Some areas have as many as 1 million springtails per acre of soil.That's why some scientists say springtails are among the most successful animals on Earth. In 1996 in Austria, firemen were called about a chemical spill. They arrived to find that the area on the road wasn't chemicals, but several million springtails. Springtails often gather together on roads, snow, and puddles. They jump together in the same direction. People watching...might think a giant puddle is moving.
Wow, these certainly are interesting little creatures. We're learning about the springtail, and let's go to the beginning of this section. These tiny insect-like creatures live in wet soil in large groups. So they're insect-like creatures that live in soil.And of course, you need soil if you're going to grow plants. Wet soil is good for plants. So, springtails kind of probably live with plants. And these are creatures, too. This is a word from our word bank. Carolyn, what is a creature?
Well, a creature is something that is alive. Mm-hmm. So, we might use this when we're talking about different kinds of animals. We also might say it is a kind of...creature. Mm-hmm. So here, we aren't really sure, is it an animal? Is it an insect? What do we call it? We can call it a creature.
That's right. It's a kind of creature. Well, what is your favorite kind of creature? Of course, there are so many creatures in the world today. Talk about that in English, your favorite kind of creature. These are insect-like creatures. They're kind of like insects. And we continue in our lesson. Some areas have as many as 1 million springtails per acre of soil. That's a lot of springtails in an acre. We learned about an acre earlier this month, and some areas, like an acre large, might have over 1 million springtails inside.
That is a very large population for springtails, and we see that's why some scientists say springtails are among the most successful animals on Earth. If there are 1 million of them in just an acre of land, then how could we possibly try to count the number in the whole world? They must be one of the most successful creatures on Earth.
Well, following in our lesson, there is an interesting story about springtails. Let's read that together. In 1996, in Austria, firemen were called about a chemical spill.Well, in Austria. Have you ever been to Austria? I almost said Australia. They're not the same. Where is Austria, Carolyn?
Well, Austria is a country in Europe. Australia is not a country in Europe.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at a word in this sentence. The word spill. Usually I think of this as a verb. Oops, I spilled my water all over the table. But here, it's a noun. How do you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, here we're talking about a chemical spill, but a lot of times in the news we'll hear about an oil spill.
Yep.
If oil is being transported from one place to another and something happens to the ship it's on or whatever it happens to be traveling in, then you might say that there was an oil spill, which means that the oil did spill out over the ground or the water.
That's right, or it could be a big spill of some kind. Well, let's continue. They arrived to find that the area on the road wasn't chemicals, but several million springtails. Interesting. So some scientists or some people thought that the road was covered with chemicals. There was a chemical spill. But in fact, what was really there?
Well, when the firemen arrived, they saw that it was springtails, not chemicals. There were millions of springtails. And we see springtails often gather together on roads, snow, and puddles. So they like to travel in large groups, and here they were on the road.
Interesting. We see a word there, puddle. That's a small, tiny little area filled with water, a puddle. You might go stepping in puddles if it's raining. Well, we continue learning. These springtails, they jump together in the same direction. Interesting. I think, Carolyn, that we as humans could probably learn from springtails in this way. It's good to work together and go in the same direction.
It is good to go in the same direction. If you're trying to jump one way and another springtail is trying to jump the other way, they'll probably run into each other or jump into each other. But if you are watching these springtails, people watching might think a giant puddle is moving because there are millions of springtails all jumping in the same direction.
Well, it seems like kind of an optical illusion here. These firemen, they thought it was a chemical spill, but really it was just millions of springtails jumping in the same direction. That must look quite interesting. Well, it's time for us to learn a little bit more with Michelle in the language lab.
好，接着我们看的是 species 这个名词。Species 是指生物的物种，注意它的单数型和复数型的拼法都是一样的，字尾都有 s。例如 ，There are hundreds of species of butterflies in Taiwan。台湾有几百种的蝴蝶物种。或者是 This flower species is rare and can only be found in this area. 这种花卉的热带花卉物种非常的稀有，只有在这个地区找得到。最后我们看的是 creature 这个名词，它的动词是 create, C-R-E-A-T-E, 意思是创造。所以 creature 是指创造物或是生物。例如 This creature can survive in extreme weather conditions. 这种生物可以在极端的气候中生存。Creature 也指人，例如 I have to keep the secret and cannot tell a single creature. 我必须要保守这个秘密，一个人都不能说。And now, let's head back to our teachers.
Well, we've been learning all about springtails today, these tiny little creatures whose tails pop out if they are disturbed. Well, what is most interesting about springtails to you from today's lesson?Carolyn, what did you enjoy learning about springtails?
Well, they are a very interesting little creature that I had never really heard of. So I thought most of these facts were quite interesting. And the fact that they are so tiny but can jump so far compared to their size, I think it's very impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. I'm just really happy that I have heard of springtails now, because I'm afraid that if I saw a springtail and didn't know what it was, I would think it was a flea. I don't like fleas, but I think I'd be okay with a big group of springtails, as long as they were jumping in the same direction away from me. That would be good. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson, and of course, we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Jason, I just told you. Sherry is the girl I just met. We're having dinner with her and her friend tonight.
Well, if it was Sherry you saw, maybe the taxi driver was simply helping her get in the taxi.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just a little anxious about tonight.
Hey, I hope you're not trying to set me up with her just because we're both foreigners. Remember, I'm only teaching here for another couple of months. I'm not looking for any long-distance romance.
Actually, I was thinking of keeping her for myself.
So I see the love bug has bitten you.
That may be true, but that's not what I'm worried about now. Remember I told you that my father fell in love with a foreigner when he was young?
So you're taking after your dad, eh? Oh, sorry. I know you're still upset about what happened. You were saying...
I was saying that after my parents died in that car accident last month, the lawyers told me my dad left half his fortune to a woman named Debbie Harris.
Who's Debbie Harris?
The woman my dad was in love with before he met my mother.
Really? Wow.
The only problem is that Debbie Harris died last year, and we haven't been able to find any of her relatives.
So what's this got to do with Sherry?
Today, I went back to the Toastmaster's office to sort out some of my father's things. Sherry walked in. Her face looked so familiar that I was sure I knew her.
What made you think that?
In the office, there are so many old photos of my dad with Debbie Harris, and she looks just like her.
You mean...
Yes. Sherry is Debbie Harris's daughter, and the heir to half my father's fortune.
Join us next time as we follow Sherry on more of her adventure in Taiwan.